The Winter Olympics are happening in the Italian Alps. Do you enjoy the Winter Olympics, Dave?
Sure, I love snowboarding. And they're also adding ski mountaineering, which is pretty cool. But Grace, this is something wild. Let's get back on track. I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon. But it's come to my attention that we actually have a role to play. The official 2026 Winter Olympic mascots have people a little confused. They are named Milo and Tina after the host cities in Italy. People have guessed that maybe the mascots are foxes or maybe a cat, but they're stoats, short-tailed weasels that are native to the Dolomites.
Stoats are weasels, and they are native to New Hampshire and to Europe, but nobody calls them stoats in New England. They can be found across the state and maybe even around your barn or your chicken shed, but they're extremely fast and also pretty shy.
They can change the color of their coats depending on the season, called mimetic, the biology of mimicry. The Olympic mascot, Tina, represents the winter white coat of the ermine phase. Milo, with his brown coat, is what they look like the rest of the year.
They have excellent camouflage no matter the season, from brown to white in the late fall. It's not temperature, but decreased daylight that triggers hormones to halt the production of melanin, the brown pigment.
When the days start to lengthen, the process reverses itself.
And they also have a black-tipped tail that helps confuse predators who target that high-contrast, fast-moving, highly visible black tip.
And the black tip remains the same year-round.
They do look kind of adorable bouncing across the snow, and I can see why they were chosen for Olympic mascots. But they're actually fierce little snow assassins. They're basically built for hunting, and their agile little bodies and speed allow them to chase prey over rocks and through tunnels, even in water, squeezing into spaces where larger predators can't go.
They hunt during the day, and in the winter, they use subnivian tunnels under the snow. And they can perch up on their hind legs, surveying the landscape like furry little periscopes.
At less than 1 pound, they're one of the smallest carnivores in the world, eating mice, voles, insects, and bird eggs. But they can take down animals up to 5 or even 10 times larger, like snowshoe hares, cottontail rabbits, and woodchucks.
They need to consume about 1/3 of their own body weight each day.
And they chase relentlessly, as much as 5 miles on a single hunt, reaching speeds of 20 miles per hour. They typically kill with a lightning-fast leap and a bite to the back of the neck. They're known for surplus killing, where they kill more than they can eat and cache the excess for later in their den.
We've come a long way from the Olympic mascot plushie to silent assassin.
Well, speaking of plushie, the winter fur of ermine is extremely dense, soft, and silky, which allows them to effectively retain heat in cold climates. It's much denser than the summer coat, which is shorter and coarse.
They play a huge role in ecosystems, controlling small mammals and keeping things balanced. Olympic officials explain the two mascots,
Tina and Milo,
are, quote, resilient in adapting to a challenging habitat such as the mountains. The choice to propose these two different colors has a symbolic value. The mountain is an environment to be protected, experienced, and enhanced, not only in the winter, but throughout the year. The two colors are there to remind us of this.
I appreciate they've given us the opportunity to talk about what is sometimes called the White Mountain Ermine, and to appreciate the natural beauty of the Italian Alps.
Something Wild is a partnership of New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.
Come on, Grace, this is Something Wild. Let's get back on track. Okay, I know you did that with the conscious irony, because I'm always on track.